This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump has left Washington, D.C. for the final time as president. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As he walked out of the White House toward Marine One.
It's been a great honor.
And then at Joint Base Andrews.
It's been something very special. We've accomplished a lot.
The president hours before leaving office as the only chief executive impeached twice, bidding farewell to a nation bitterly divided and boycotting his successor's inauguration, the first outgoing president to skip the festivities in more than 150 years, before boarding Air Force One for a final flight to Florida.
Hey, goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump provoked the Capitol siege. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
It was a remarkable statement from the Senate Republican leader.
The mob was fed lies.
On the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell laid blame on President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
McConnell's remarks came on Trump's last full day in office, and as St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri notes, in advance of a second Senate impeachment trial for Trump.
My guess all along has been that Mitch McConnell really holds the outcome of that trial in his hands.
The House impeached Trump last week on a single charge, incitement of insurrection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Army National Guard and Secret Service police remain on duty in Washington, D.C., with hours remaining before President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn in, the 46th president of the United States. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization welcomed an EU proposal Wednesday to negotiate a global treaty on pandemic preparedness as a way to guarantee countries' political commitment to fighting future disease outbreaks. The endorsement by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus came at the end of a three-day debate on the WHO's executive board, at which the agency's initial response to the coronavirus outbreak came under criticism. A report by an independent panel faulted China for being slow to apply public health measures and the WHO for waiting too long to declare an emergency. Some British hospitals resemble a, quote, war zone, end quote, due to the influx of coronavirus patients in the country's latest wave of the disease. That's according to the government's chief scientific advisor Wednesday. Britain is gripped by a new strain of the virus, heaping fresh pressure on overstretched health services and overwrought medical staff. The government is banking on an unprecedented vaccination drive to try to return life to normal. More than 4 million people have received a shot since the program began in early December. 1.6 million residents were banned from leaving Beijing Wednesday as two COVID-19 cases linked to a new UK virus variant were found in the Chinese capital. Authorities have been swift to stamp out local clusters of cases with lockdowns, mass testing regimens, and travel restrictions. With the Lunar New Year holiday looming, officials had been keen to avoid an outbreak in Beijing, the heart of political power. China's highest profile entrepreneur, e-commerce billionaire Jack Ma, has appeared in a video posted online, ending a 2.5-month disappearance from public view, prompting speculation about the status and his business empire's future. The 50-second video appeared on Chinese business news and other websites. The normally voluble, press-friendly Ma was last seen in public after criticizing financial regulators in a speech at a conference in October. Israel has invited tenders for 2,500 new settler homes in annexed East Jerusalem and the occupied West Bank, a watchdog group said Wednesday, hours before Joe Biden swearing in as U.S. president. Israel approved 780 new settler homes in the West Bank Sunday ahead of a March general election in which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to face a fierce challenge from the right pro-settler candidate Gideon Saar. Peace Now said the government had now invited tenders for a further 2,100 units in the West Bank and 460 in East Jerusalem. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.